Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff. I am joined by
Big Shot Bob is in the building.
Big Shot. What's going on? What's up, man?
Sorry about that. Came in a little loud, but it's all good. Sorry, got some man. Black and yellow going on.
Nothing wrong with that. All right, Luke, we got some a serious topic to talk about here right off the bat, man. Nelson Aguilar.
Not another NFL player. Come on now. What's going on?
But he still played for the Phillies. I think so. Or the Phillies. Philadelphia.
It doesn't matter where you play.
They're all terrible teams up in right? Phillies anyway, so they can just lump them all together. Does he still play for the Eagles?
I think he does.
So he was accused of not sexual assault, but rape.
Wow.
A stripper. These guys, first of all, these guys got to stop going to strip clubs.
You
got to
stay at the club.
You can afford to bring them to your house, okay? Let's stop going to the club, shooting yourself, or being shot, whatever, Akeem.
Don't Plexico yourself. We're done with that.
You're lucky it's Texas and you didn't go to jail.
Right.
So it's a weird story, man. So there's not a whole lot of details right now, but apparently she accused him of rape. Then said he didn't really rape her.
Hold on. You accuse a man of rape, but then you say he didn't really rape you. What happened?
Apparently, he did not pay sufficient amounts of money to her standards.
She was looking to retire off of Nelson Aguilar?
I guess. I mean... Look, I hear something like this, and I immediately go back to the young man out of California accused of rape, spent 5-6 years in prison. Then the woman said, he didn't actually do it, I lied, and he was let out of prison. The problem was, dude was a blue chipper, linebacker, supposed to go to the University of Southern California, promising NFL career. Now he don't get to do none of that. Because of a false accusation.
I hope he sued the state. I hope he's getting...
He sued her. She's in jail. Anyways, so back to Nelson. My man Nelson. You can't... First of all, tipping is highly encouraged.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know you got to tip. Tip. Play, man. You got to pay to play, man.
But ladies... Seriously, I understand that, you know, rape and sexual assault is a hot button issue, and, you know, I make nothing light of that. It is an atrocity and a terrible thing.
Absolutely.
But it is not to be played with either. This man could have went to prison. You've now kind of put a black mark on what was a clean resume for Nelson.
I mean, a young kid out of USC, ironically enough.
Damn. USC guys, man. Stop going to the strip club.
It's the OJ thing, man. If you black and you went to USC, we can hit you up because OJ went to USC and he ruined it for everybody. Him and Reggie Bush.
Hey, Reggie Bush didn't do nothing but get his mama's house paid for.
And got a new transmission for his car, of course. That's another story.
That's just natural wear and tear. I don't know.
Dude, I feel bad for Nelson Aguilar, especially if the accusations are false. And now he has to deal with this. I mean, Patrick Kane had the same thing happen to him last year, a Chicago Blackhawks star.
Yeah.
It eventually went away. So,
but it took a long time.
It took a long time. And people are still talking about it. And they're going to always talk about it. They're going to feel like, okay, maybe you didn't rape her, but something
was there an
did
exchange
happen.
Of money that made I this mean, accusation right? go away? You're now on a short leash.
Did you but pull a Greg Hardy?
That is not clarified. We do not know that actually happened.
Oh, the prosecutor said he paid her some money to make her go away. So we know.
Look,
that.
I was trying to be nice, man, but dang,
we know that happened.
Look, these guys, man, the NFL, they gotta stop, man.
How can they stop it?
Stop going to the strip club. Stop.
You got all this time off from February to September. What are you going to do?
I'm going to be that fan. Why aren't you looking at the playbook? Just live in the playbook all day. Play Madden. Play yourself on Madden.
Be Luke Kuechly. Yeah. Don't have a life. Don't have a TV in your house, but you're 23, 24 years old.
That, by the way, if that dude went out on a town in Charlotte, he'd be rolling in it.
Rolling in it. He could have whatever he wants whenever he wanted. But he lives and breathes football, so.
I mean, no, I'm not telling you don't have fun with your life, but be, put yourself in better situations, man. Yeah. I mean, maybe that's because I'm a dad and I'm boring and I don't do a lot.
Me too.
But I'm like, I mean, I don't know. If I had millions of dollars, who knows what I would be doing.
I know what I was like when I was 23, 24, and I was dirt broke then. I'm still pretty broke now, but I was dirt broke then. I was still wilding and having a good time. So I can imagine if I had millions of dollars and access to the things these guys have access to, then I would act a fool too. I mean, I wouldn't be raping no girls, but if I got a
I wouldn't be shooting myself in the leg.
I mean, Tlaib is 30, so there's no excuse
for
that.
He's a grown man. He got kids. He's a grown man. Several kids.
But like, Nelson Aguilar, a young guy, just probably got caught in the wrong situation, man. I hope it works out for him. I hope his name gets cleared up, especially if he didn't do anything.
Yeah, seriously. Those things disturb me, man, because it's hard to put into words, but it's such a fine line because you can't be like, it doesn't matter, because it, I mean, it does, but you can't, you know, it's a really, it's a hard topic to talk about, because you don't want to say the wrong thing and come off the wrong way.
You can't just say, trick, you lying.
Yeah, because maybe you weren't, right? You know, maybe you thought, maybe he did pay you off, maybe the money that you got from him was more important than your integrity or any, you know, self-worth or whatever. I mean, and that's not a knock on anybody. I'd be hard-pressed to pass up a lot of money, too, for some things. You know what I mean?
Right. I mean, maybe he got the Kobe Bryant impression where he thought it was all good and could have it that way, and she wasn't with that.
Maybe.
Maybe.
Jameis Winston.
Yeah.
I don't like to talk about my boy Jameis, though.
But Famous was cleared of any wrongdoing, so we can't really... I know it was out there about him.
All he's ever done... he steal some crab legs.
He didn't really steal the crab legs. Dude at Publix,
that was a hook up. Now, thank you.
Because he left the first out of the Publix. I've heard
say that.
It's not like he grabbed the crab legs and trying to be sneaky with it. He walked right to the counter. Dude said, here you go, Jameis. Jameis walked out the store, came back in. I forgot my butter, dog. You forgot to give me the butter. Oh, my bad. Here's some extra butter for you.
Yes. That man is probably wearing a top of the line, nice Florida State hoodie that he got hooked up with on campus.
Signed by Jameis Winston.
And he was like, hey, man, come by Publix. I'll hook you up with some crab legs.
I got you.
Hey, appreciate that, dog. Here's your hoodie. You know, I'll see you tomorrow.
Here's a football or something. I got you.
Yeah. There was something exchanged there. Now, is that illegal? Probably. Maybe.
But that's on the employee.
But that happens everywhere.
You don't think these stars are getting hooked up consistently? They're consistently getting hooked
up.
Unfortunately for Jameis, it was just caught on video.
You don't think in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, they're walking into a Chick-fil-A?
You think Nick Saban pays for anything?
No, and never.
Never. In the state of Alabama, he pays for nothing.
He didn't even pay for his own house.
You know, the university bought him that. Yeah. And this man makes $10 million a year or something like this. Some insane amount.
He didn't buy a car. He's doing a car dealership thing. So, hey, I'm Nick Saban. I'm the most boring person on the planet.
But come buy a car for me.
Come to Toyota and buy a nice Camry because they gave me mine for free. Thanks. Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. We got the hookup. Nelson, get your head right, man. Just play good football, man, because you had a lot of drops last year. Yeah. And I might have to pick you up late for my fantasy team.
Yeah, because
like,
it didn't work
12,
out for
13th
me.
Round.
Your rookie year when I picked you
right.
up. Thinking you
we
were
getting all
something.
Hyped about the Chip Kelly thing. You just hyped us up for nothing.
All right, man. Moving on. We got to talk a little bit of soccer. Not a lot, because I know we're not huge on it. I'm getting into it, though, man. I'm getting
Euro
into soccer.
Football. I love Euro football. The Barclays League, the UEFA League. I love watching those guys play.
This Copa America, though, man, it's killing it in the ratings.
Yeah.
It beat all major American matchups, a couple of the Brazil matchups, and some bigger ones. Beat every single game in the Stanley Cup Finals. Oh, shout out to the Pittsburgh Penguins.
Go ahead, Pittsburgh. Black and yellow, black and yellow.
That's right. I should have done that like 2 minutes ago. Man, I missed that mark. Anyways, I think they won something, some big silver trophy or something. I don't know.
It's the trophy
Lord
that's been around.
Stanley Cup.
Lord Stanley Cup. It's been around forever. It's the longest reigning trophy there is.
Well,
And you know, you don't get a new one every year. They just engrave your name. Gene's
yeah,
name
you don't
on
get
the trophy.
To keep it, man.
You don't even get to keep it. You got to get that thing back.
Mm. But you get to, like, you get a week with it or something. You get to, like, hang out with it for a
I'm
week.
I'm hanging out with Lloyd Stanley's cup.
And the random guy that goes around with it everywhere. Like, who's that job? I want to be that guy.
Right.
Pay I just me get to hang out with
a trophy.
To take care
of the Lloyd Stanley's cup. I got it. I got a pistol.
And, like, you're not supposed to touch it if you had never won it.
Shoot, I'm like Oscar Pistorius. I got guns out the wazoo, boy. I'd take care of that trophy.
That's not cool, man. Don't bring that up.
He's getting sentenced again.
Again. So. Anyway, so America won their group A.
Way to go, USA, baby.
Everybody said it was the hardest group.
Mm-hmm.
Not only did they get out of it, they won it. Now they move on. They'll play Ecuador on...
When is that match? I know it's coming
Thursday?
Up.
Thursday?
Is it Thursday?
Thursday, Friday, something like that. I know it's at like 8:30 at night.
Okay.
So, you know, USA, Ecuador. Also, Brazil. Gone. Out Copa America.
Can you believe it? Neymar and Brazil eliminated. They were probably the favorites going into the Copa America tournament.
Yeah.
Them and Argentina, of course.
Yeah, Argentina is definitely the favorite now. See, but that's the thing is, the USA, we can play with almost every single team.
Yeah.
We can play with a lot of them, but we can't beat Germany.
No.
We can't beat Spain.
No.
Right now, we can play with Brazil because they're actually down right now. They're rebuilding. All they've got is Neymar, and they're trying to put pieces around
him.
We
can't even play with the South Koreans. That's
no.
Pretty bad.
But
we're playing with Brazil, though. We're hanging with Argentina.
We play with Brazil. Hopefully, we'll get to see them maybe in the semis.
Mm-hmm.
We'll probably lose, but you never know. Because something could happen. All right. More soccer. This time on the other side of the pond. Yeah. Shout out to knowing what that's called. All right. So, during a Russian and England match in the UEFA tournament. I don't know what that stands for.
UEFA.
Some European federation, I assume.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Something like that. Yeah. United
good,
Euro Football.
Good football being played over there, though.
Absolutely.
In France. Their fans got into it, man. Started a riot. Old hooligans. You know how that goes with riots. So bad so that actually two guys from England were arrested in France and got sentenced to 3 months in prison.
Wow.
But this is when it starts to get weird when you talk about fans and how they affect your team.
Because
Russia and England have been warned. If your fans are violent or start anything and are unruly, you will be disqualified. The team will be disqualified.
Oof.
From the tournament. And this has huge ramifications on Olympics,
and
World Cups.
Yeah.
And things like that. Now I want to get your opinion on this though. Do you think it's right to allow your team to be disqualified for something you really don't have any control over?
Well, they can't really take it out on all the fans, but the best way to take it out on fans is, hey, we take your product off the field.
Yeah. So, we give you no reason to be here.
Exactly. And they don't want that. So, with this warning, it should clean up everything. Now, who's to say the English fans like to drink a lot? We know that.
Europeans like to drink a lot.
Period. And we know the Russians
are combative.
A lot of
beer, a lot of vodka.
And those things mixed with some good football that is really competitive and everybody's rooting for their squad. What can you do?
I do want to say this about football or soccer or whatever you want to call it, man. With what they did, with these tournaments going on and the way they crushed the Stanley Cup Finals, man. Soccer is here to stay in America, man. They brought this Copa America. It was supposed to be in Brazil, but due to the Olympics, they had to move it.
Mm-hmm.
So they were like, well, America can host it. That's actually how we got a free bid into the tournament.
Hey,
but
we'll
whatever.
Take it.
Man, look, Americans have never been wrong to take a handout here and there. Just saying. We're actually doing really, really well in it. And they're packing out these stadiums. The Rose Bowl, Soldier Field up in Chicago. They're packing these places to see these teams to a sport that we don't even like here in America. Wrong. It's completely wrong. It is the fourth biggest sport. It's football, basketball, baseball, soccer.
Yeah.
Hockey, I'm sorry, you're on the outside looking in now. And it's only going to get bigger. Because, I mean, there's no lie. I mean, this isn't like a political statement or anything, but there are a lot more Hispanics coming into the country.
Yeah.
And they're bringing their love for soccer or football or whatever they want to call it. They're bringing it to America and they're playing it in the streets just like they did, you know, where they were from. Their kids are growing up playing it in the streets. This is how it is. And it's going to get bigger. I actually see it passing baseball.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Now, if they can get some traction with the MLS.
Yes, that's the thing. If MLS wants to capitalize, every time there's one of these big tournaments, the MLS turns around and has this lackluster season that nobody cares about. You've got to get some team. I don't care if it's the, you know, the LA Galaxy or whatever. You've got to shell out the $150 million. Neymar, come play for the MLS. First of all, it's a much lighter schedule than those big European and the La Liga down in South America and stuff. It's a much lighter schedule. Pay these dudes, man. Pay them. Look at the biggest it was is when
Beckham.
Yeah, the Spice Girl's husband. Yeah, that guy.
Bend it like Beckham.
Yeah, when he was in the MLS, it was getting big again.
Yeah.
You guys have got to pay some of these big guys to come over here. We should not have America's long-term goalkeeper playing overseas.
But, you know, the thing is, they pay so well over in those Euro leagues. Well.
That's why, like, when you look at the highest-paid athletes, like, 15 of them are soccer players.
And Ronaldo and Messi know they could be 45, 48 years old if they wanted to come play in the U.S.
They would.
They could.
Well, Ronaldo has said he's not opposed to – later on in his career, coming and playing in the MLS. When he can't play
in the Euro leagues no more,
he'll come play with the scrubs and still be the best dude on the pitch
and sell a ton of jersey and merchandise, and whoever signs him will love it.
All right, so soccer's here to stay. It's growing up.
Love it.
All right, let's go to another game that's played on grass. The U.S. Open is this weekend.
I thought you were talking about Ricky Williams' new book or his old book. He likes to play on grass.
He was really good on grass. Both of them. But no, man, the U.S. Open is this weekend. A lot of big stuff.
U.S. Spieth,
can you recover?
Didn't he win?
He won. Or he came in second or he was close.
I don't know.
A lot of guys are coming into this tournament playing well. Outside of Jason Day, a lot of guys. Ricky Fowler's playing well.
Yeah.
He's top 10 in a lot of the last tournaments. Dustin Johnson is actually coming in real hot with, like, the last 10 starts, 8 top 10s. I mean, granted, he'll miss 4 putts on the 18th green and lose again. I'm just kidding.
No, Justin Johnson does that often. He's in contention and will miss putts.
Yeah.
Will miss putts.
He's not a good putter. And at Oakmont, you got to be a good putter.
You got to be a good putter.
Who you give the edge to? Who you looking at? I mean, like, two guys.
I know he hasn't been playing well, but Jason Day, for me, is I'm still looking at him.
He's the best player in the world. Sorry, Spieth, he is.
He is. And I'm waiting for Rory. I am waiting for Rory. Rory, where are you at, man? Team Nike needs you. LeBron can't win. KD can't get to the finals.
Why did we have to go back to LeBron?
Because seriously, this is Team Nike time.
No, we wrapped up the NBA talk. I'm done talking about Sir James.
Okay, no more jabs.
All right.
But Nike needs you. Come on, Rory.
I would say I'm Team Under Armour, but I hate Steph Curry. No, look, man.
But Jason Day is my guy. I think I'm putting my money on Jason Day to win the U.S. Open this year.
I'm going to go. It's going to be hard, man. I want to see Ricky Fowler win. I'm a Ricky Fowler fan.
I like Ricky Fowler. I love
Ricky Fowler. I want to see him win a major, man. Got to get the major. Granted, he wins. This is a funny thing about Ricky. Ricky doesn't win majors, but anytime like it's like one of the top five biggest purses, he wins that thing.
He likes that money. He likes that money. It's nothing wrong with that.
And it ain't like Puma ain't paying him well either.
Right.
So, look, I like Ricky. I want to see Ricky do well. I'm going to go out on a limb here, man. I'm going to say Dustin Johnson actually wins it.
He finally gets himself out his own way. And
if he can get the short game, because that's where this one's going to be won, is 100 yards and in. If he can get it close, we know he's got the power.
Yeah.
Get it close. Get close to the hole. Leave yourself in good situations for good putts. That's what it's going to take. I'm going to say DJ wins it. side bet on Ricky Fowler just for my own personal reasons. Okay.
I'll take Jason Day, and then, like I said, I'm looking at Rory McIlroy. I think one of those two guys will come out with it. But the U.S. Open is always so wide open, man, and it just depends on who's
I mean, look at last year. DJ was – he was going to win, missed those putts, and Jordan Spieth's like
– Hey, dude, I walked right into it.
All I got to do is make one putt and I win. Like, he's sitting in the club. No, he was done. And poor Jordan Spieth sitting in the clubhouse. And I'm sorry. Let's just talk about golf psychology for 1 second. Don't tell me for 1 second that Danny Willett, the guy who won the Masters, was sitting there in the clubhouse when Spieth had two holes left and he was going, I surely hope he eagles both of these so he has a good game. I'd love to see that. No, he's going, please miss, shank it in the rough, shank it
choke,
in the rough.
Choke.
Reggie Miller. Seriously, Jordan Spieth last year U.S. Open, he's sitting in the clubhouse going, I don't think I'm going to win. Oh, man, he missed that putt. Uh-oh. Yo, what if he misses again?
Choke.
Playoff. We're going to go to a playoff? Oh, he missed again? Oh, the camera's on me.
No pressure. I'm good.
Congratulations. I'm so sorry, Dustin.
It's so much easier to take a lead into the clubhouse and put the pressure on somebody else and just watch.
Also, look, I just want to mention this one name. Matsuyama. He's awesome.
Okay.
That guy needs...
Japanese player?
Yes. He's the best Japanese golfer in the world. Mm-hmm. He's really, really good. I know he's a top 10 player. I'm not like pulling from thin air here. It's not like I said, Danny Willett's going to win the Masters or anything. Hey, you know what? Bold prediction. Danny Willett going to win the U.S. Open too. He's actually playing with Jordan Spieth. That's going to be a little awkward. All right, man. I think that's it for this week. Hopefully we get a Game 7 in the NBA Finals.
I would love to see a Game 7, man.
And me,
I'm still rooting for you, LeBron.
Come on, Sir James.
You can keep that. You can be the king again. You just got to win, man. But if you lose again, Sir James.
All right, man. Hopefully you can join me again next week. We can talk about, hopefully, the U.S. Open. We'll talk about some other stuff. Maybe a little baseball. We might not have much left. I don't know.
We're running up on UFC.
Somebody
a lot
get,
of good UFC
Yes,
fights.
UFC 200's coming up soon.
Exactly.
Yes, sir. A lot of good games. All right, that is going to do it this week for the Rule of Three, the Breakdown Edition. As always, I'm your host, I'm Jeff.
This is Big Shot Bob.
Good day.